Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
You must be nice and relaxed after your long weekends.
It's beautiful, actually. Very rarely does the bank holiday weekend coincide with lovely weather. Absolutely glorious. Sun was shining. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Did you go down Clacton Beach then, did you?
I went to Canary Wharf, actually, which was quite nice. I sent you a little message. I was in the Gaucho Grill.
I got your message. Thanks. Shame about all the spelling mistakes. You must have had a few by that time. But
yeah. I only had one little glass of Malbec, actually. It was nice down there by the river. Nice for the children to scoot along. So it was pleasant to see the old place. The Barclays building standing nicely there. Didn't go in, but it's all looking good.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, a beautiful bank holiday weekend and you choose to drag your children into central London. You know, what kind of a father are you? They must be much happier on the beach with a bucket and spade and an ice cream, you know.
Well, millions of people on the beaches, it had to be said, so it's probably a little bit safer in Canary Wharf. They had a wonderful time, really enjoyed it.
So you didn't venture into the Barclays building?
I didn't go in. I wanted some paper, actually, but I think there's all sorts of rules and regulations that stop you from doing that.
They probably changed your access code. You probably can't swan in there at all anymore. Anyway,
no.
It won't be long before you're back, or will it?
Well, we'll have to wait to see. A great debate taking place, of course. Will those, will the UK be truly opened up? Is it the 21st of June? I think that's the latest date, isn't it, that people are looking at? But the Indian variant potentially coming in the way of that proposal.
You can't come over here anyway.
No, it's true.
No.
Some things are good.
Okay. Well, we don't want you, thanks. Markets, little action. Well, US was closed for Memorial Day. The FTSE was closed for the spring bank holiday. European markets fell back a bit yesterday. The DAX down 0.6% and the CAC in Paris down 0.6%.
Yeah, Stock 600 was down 0.5% yesterday in general. So easing back from the record levels that we saw at the end of last week, nothing too dramatic taking place. It's the same debate, of course, playing out, isn't it? It's investor sentiment oscillating between optimism over the pace of the economic rebound versus the threat of price pressures on policy. We continue to be of the view that base effects, higher energy costs and supply chain bottlenecks, not enough to create that sustainable inflationary pressures that will lead to an early policy liftoff for rates. But as we were talking about last week, certainly the noise around tapering of asset purchases is likely to get louder, particularly when you've got this backdrop of elevated inflation that could last longer than some economists have been suggesting.
And the price of gold is reaching four-month highs. This concern about inflation and also all the stuff happening with Bitcoin is putting investors in the mood to buy gold again.
Yeah, that's right. Gold's been benefiting from a range of factors. Weaker US dollar, of course, should makes gold less expensive for non-dollar denominated investors and buyers. Lower bond yields helps boost demand for zero interest bearing precious metal. And bullion's also seen as an attractive store of value, as you say, which is certainly topical given the backdrop of rising inflation fears, outsized volatility in that cryptocurrency space. So gold trading above $1,900 an ounce level, now up 0.3%. For the year. So not been a dramatic performance, but raising the losses since the start of the year and back into positive territory. One of our key messages, of course, coming into the year is around the importance of diversification in an uncertain world. Having exposure to gold as part of a diversification strategy, I think, continues to be imperative for many investors.
Maybe the time's come for you to cash in all that cheap 9-carat Argus stuff you've got kicking about.
Yeah, I think they're looking for something a little bit purer than the Argus gold.
OPEC are meeting today. Price of oil has risen above $70 a barrel this morning.
Exactly, oil hitting a two-year high as demand continues to recover from the pandemic lows, and US inventory data shows a larger than expected drawdown. Demand is expected to remain robust over the course of the next few months. The US driving season starts and travel restrictions are eased across Europe, which has been offsetting concerns over weakening demand from India and the possibility of increased supply coming through from Iran. Speculation grows in negotiations over its nuclear program could lead to a lifting of oil export sanctions. Although, even if sanctions are lifted, the return of Iranian supplies is expected to be tightly controlled. OPEC Plus are expected to remain committed to increasing supply in June by 700,000 barrels per day. I think there's likely to be more of a debate around the planned 840,000 barrels per day production increase that's been penciled in for July. In terms of our forecast, we think that Brent crude will average $66 a barrel during the course of this year, but we'll be trading around $71 in the fourth fourth quarter.
Certainly notice the price of the pumps has gone up over the last few weeks.
What are you paying?
For diesel at the moment, €1.35.
Still doing better than us. We're about £1.33, I think. Something like that.
But I've noticed, I only put in half a tank at a time because I can't afford it anymore. But it's gone up, sort of 5 to 10 euros per half tank at the moment, which is certainly affecting my finances.
Well, you've got to change your driving, haven't you? That would help your efficiency.
I'm a very calm driver, thank you very much.
In the morning, you absolutely race along the Riviera.
No, don't.
Roof down, you're getting the wind in your hair, sunglasses on, you're up for
what,
it.
In the dark?
I know you.
Sunglasses on in the dark?
I know you, come on.
But so you shouldn't ever sort of let your tank get too low, which is why I put half a tank in at a time.
Is that because, the little bits at the end?
It's bad for the engine.
Yeah, apparently, I do believe that. Mrs. Potts is bad for that, by the way.
Is she?
Constantly getting in the car and it's like 5 miles left, 6 miles left.
There was some article in the paper the other week saying, now we've all run out of petrol from time to time. I've never run out of petrol once, have you?
No, I've never run out of petrol, no.
Yeah. And Heinz investing £140 million in their plants in northwest England so they can ramp up the ketchup production.
Brexit starting to work, another shining example. Yes, we're getting back these leading industries back to the UK, taking it from the Netherlands. Ketchup and salad cream will return to the UK, to its origins, to be made on British soil once again.
Yeah, is that Brexit working, or because it's just getting too expensive to import it?
Probably a bit of both.
Yeah. Do you like ketchup?
Not particularly. I think we have Stokes ketchup in our...
Honestly, you're so middle class. Stokes ketchup. I've never heard of it.
It's nice. It is good.
You've got to have the Heinz stuff.
Are you Heinz?
Full fat Heinz, yeah. 57 varieties. I wouldn't sniff at Heinz mayonnaise, and salad cream is the devil's spawn, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know about salad cream. Who has salad cream these days?
Some people do. It's an acquired taste. But at school, the salad used to come with the salad cream already on it.
Absolutely drenched in salad cream.
Yeah. Anyway, you haven't said much about Saturday night's magnificent victory for Chelsea, have you?
Yeah, it was nice, actually. I didn't see too much. I couldn't even work out what channel it was on, to
be honest.
BT
Sport.
Okay, so I don't have that. But yeah, nice for that. I didn't get a huge amount of coverage, I don't think.
It was all over the papers the next day. Okay. Good, you can tell it's been a bank holiday and you haven't been doing anything.
I didn't really keep up with it, it has to be said. But another trophy for our friends down the road, so no doubt they will be pleased.
You get little Henry down the Cobham training ground and you'll definitely be supporting Chelsea again next season, because you always support the big clubs, don't you? The ones that win everything.
Yeah, I tend to go that way. Stick with the winners.
Right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 142, euro dollar coming in at 122. You're going to get €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
Yeah, the pound is still reasonably strong, isn't it? Is it going to stay that way for the foreseeable future, do you think?
Growth forecasts continue to rise. I think there's some figures out from the OECD suggesting that the UK economy could outperform most, if not all, of its developed market peers. So certainly the growth rates for the UK economy appear to be getting stronger, less economic scarring. Fears of negative interest rates have disappeared. Sterling has been cheap from a valuation perspective for some time. So our thought has that it would be a good year for sterling, and that certainly appears to be the case. Whether it can push on dramatically from these levels remains a little bit more debatable, I think. Certainly, perhaps less so against the dollar, but potentially against the euro, one would suspect.
Of course, you say that, but we still haven't felt the effects of the end of the furlough scheme. And also, there was a pretty alarming report by the British Retail Consortium on Sunday saying that 1 in 7 shops is closed at the moment, or empty, and also that a lot of retailers are going to seriously struggle to pay back rent with these regulations coming into force today.
Yeah, furlough scheme, of course, extended, I think, until September. But if you look at expectations around peak unemployment in the UK, they've come down quite dramatically. There was fears, certainly during the height of the pandemic, that UK unemployment could be above 9%. I think now we're predicting peak unemployment certainly below 6%. So that's better than what we've been anticipating. And actually, if you look at the retail sector, there is hopes, of course, that certainly when everything reopens and the world normalises and labour markets are looking a little bit better than the £200 billion that's been squirreled away in excess savings by UK consumers will find its way into shops, and that sector can start to do a little bit better.
Got my money's worth this morning, didn't I?
You did. I was on it today.
They'll teach you to take a day off for superfluous reasons, some silly bank holiday when everyone else is working.
I do work at a bank. People should appreciate it. The bank holiday should be for the bankers, maybe. That's how we should have it in the future.
If that's what you call it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hang Potts and Barclay.